When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
Your local, the everything you need to be unstoppable store. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. The UPS store locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
All right, we back at it. Homegrown Radio. Chuck Dizzle's DJ Head. We are back.
Hey,
did we get two episodes in a week?
Two episodes in a row. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Clarence Barnes.
Yeah, one more time. He can hella promo.
Hey, listen, man. I have white friends. And
we?
No.
We got
my white friends fuck with you because you with me.
Nah.
It's like you my plus one. Your name not on the list. Your name not on the list.
All right.
But it's like, it's DJ Head plus one.
Plus one. I'm the plus one.
You the plus one.
I'll bet you. Hey, remember you said, well, people don't remember. If you remember Sonic the Hedgehog.
Tails. Mm-hmm. We being old again.
Yeah, again. Sorry about that. All right. So, look, a lot of stuff that we didn't get a chance to mention in the last podcast because there's been so much going on. But some breaking news, things that kind of just happened recently. I want to kick it off with the whole Kanye, Kim Kardashian, his comments. Because, you know, he's working on an album that still ain't dropped. You know, I think it's Jesus is King. And throughout this whole evolution of Kanye West, he's now found it upon himself to not necessarily like the pictures that Kim's posting online.
I'm going to just say this, and I'm going to speak as a member of the black community.
Okay.
That nigga tripping.
what part of him, what do you think he's tripping about? Do you is he tripping because he's evolving as a person? Do you not fuck with the overall
Listen,
message,
dog, or what? Let me tell you something. How old is your son?
My son is one.
Okay.
I don't get into the whole months and all that. By the way, that's just a sidebar.
That's weird.
One. He's one.
That's
he turned one in June.
Shit,
and
some black people shit.
It is. Like he's 32. Nah,
32
he's
months.
One, he's 1 year old. Okay,
all right.
And he turned one in June. So do the math.
All right. So this is where I'm gonna go with the Kanye situation. Your son is 1 year old.
Yep.
Kanye is upset that Kim posts provocative pictures.
Right.
You had a son.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that having a son was a possibility when you didn't get up out of there.
Exactly.
Kanye West knew what he was getting himself into,
mm-hmm,
when
he shot up the club. What's the point?
When he got involved with her.
Oh, okay. Got you.
He knew what it was.
I got you.
He knew what it was.
Exactly what it is.
You cannot not pull out and then be like, oh, I ought to have a kid. That's true. Not how
Very
this
true.
Shit works.
Very true.
You cannot get with Kim goddamn Kardashian and be like, well, I don't like you posting provocative pictures.
And it's
nigga.
But that, you, and
but, what are you talking about?
But I think that, so with his point of it, or her point of it, was saying that you built me up to be this social media limelight. Like, you
Listen,
built me
dog.
Up with this confidence. And now, so, I mean, to your point, she's saying the same thing.
Before all of that.
Y'all see what you're saying?
Before
I get it.
In a rap.
Right.
My girl became a star from my home movie.
Right. So you're saying
he saw the movie.
I get what you're saying. But I think to Kanye's point, he's saying, I understand, because he admitted, like, yo, I've played a part in all this. But now, me going through my transformation, so you're saying right now people don't evolve and change.
I'm not saying people don't evolve and change. I'm saying
you knew what was up.
You knew what the fuck was going on.
Got it. Knowing that, though, he's having this revelation now.
I don't give a fuck about your revelation right now.
I know you don't, but just the whole overall message. If somebody is saying, if somebody brings out to you, say, you know what? Because, okay, put it like this. When you, at one point, when you were trying to date somebody, right? Or even be friends with somebody, you had a clear definition as far as, hey, you drink or smoke, I ain't fucking with you.
Correct.
That's changed.
Yes.
Why has that changed?
I think I just outgrew.
Exactly. My point.
Yeah, but I don't superimpose my views on other people.
Okay. So now that you have a different philosophy in life, you somewhat impose it on people. You're not much.
No, no. What I'm saying is I don't hold it against, like, I don't hold things against you that I'm now just discovering in my, or that I'm now having a revelation in my life.
Okay.
Like, the drinking is a bad thing, is a bad example because you don't drink anymore.
That's true. It's the opposite.
Yeah. But I'm saying, when before you quit drinking, mm-hmm. I didn't be like, oh, Chuck.
Right.
Every time you had a beer in your hand, yeah. I'd be like, oh, Chuck, you're going to go to hell. Like,
right.
I wasn't doing that.
Because you knew what it was.
Exactly.
I get it.
So what I'm saying is, nigga, you with Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
You know what the fuck that is? We all know what the fuck is going on. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to be disrespectful. Mm. Like, I'm one of the biggest Kanye advocates in LA.
Yeah.
Publicly. Because people like, oh, he be with the Trump shit, the MAGA shit. I feel like Kanye is brilliant. He's one of, like, my favorite people when it comes to being outspoken and standing up for what he believe in. I'm okay with that.
But in this situation, he tripping.
This nigga tripping.
Look, he can go on. Look, he can wear the MAGA hat.
Bro.
He can have a Sunday service. He can be disrespectful to the Lord.
Bro.
Hey, but you tripping if you think Kardashian, your wife, is going to change her ways.
Hey, you think Kim not finna post a sexy photo?
Okay, so let me bring this up only because I saw a clip this week. And it's similar, but it's different. It was like a clip that I came across of, like, the most awkward interviews of all, not all time, but just whatever, random clips that was awkward. And there was one clip of somebody interviewing Kim Kardashian, and they were asking her, hey, let's take a selfie. And she was like, nah, I'm kind of over that. I did that, and now I'm moving on. I'm done. With the evolution of Kim Kardashian as well, we've seen her go from the tape, you know, to the socialite, to now doing the justice reform. Like, so does he have a point? Like, hey, we're both evolving. I'm you know, doing Christian rap now, whatever he's doing, the Sunday services. Is he wrong, though? Your shit did not just crash again. All right, so look, if you guys weren't listening to last podcast, we're videotaping this, and head shit crashed again.
I want to throw my laptop.
You look pissed. Nothing disturbs DJ Head more than technology going wrong, and this shit is funny as fuck to see in real time. Why did it stop?
Bruh.
Anyway.
What was the question? I'm so irritated right now.
Do you think that he has a right to want to evolve as a husband?
Yes.
As a father? And now, you know, with Kim kind of doing it in her own way, she is on that I would say, I'll give her props, she's on that evolution over the years. She's no longer the same person, you know, taking selfies, just that you know, there's more substance to Kim Kardashian's message, obviously.
Yes.
So it feels like I don't completely throw it out the window because she's kind of on that evolution as well.
Yeah.
Does he have a point to some degree? Does he have a point to say, hey, babe, you know what? I don't think he should be posting as much sexy photos or whatever. And the thing is, I don't even think he said to stop. He just said, it's bothering me.
Okay.
And I think that's the big, like, because, of course, we take the clips and the headlines. We talk about that. He's saying, look, I'm on my journey. That's just like.
It bothers him.
It bothers him.
I'm okay with that.
So is he still tripping?
He tripping.
Why?
He not tripping. You know what? I respect him for saying that it bothers him and being honest with that. Because some people would just tuck that emotion and keep it pushing, right? But at the same time, I still feel like you knew what you was getting yourself into.
Of course.
So at that point, you got to take, if not, I'm not even saying you got to own 50%. You got to own some percentage of responsibility for your.
You're Kanye West, okay?
Yeah.
You had this revelation in your mind. Would you respect your woman more if she said, look, babe, I see what you're doing. I don't agree, but I'm rolling with you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you respect that more, or her saying, hey, man, you on your own shit, figure it out. I'm not there yet. What would you respect more? Because I know you're tactful in terms of, like, raw emotion.
It depends. Like, it really depends on what how, like, what the context is. Like, I don't have context.
Right? Okay, so I'm going to provide context, right? You are DJ Head, right? No, you're Kanye West. You are in the same situation Kanye is in, right? Okay. You don't know what the fuck's going on. You just know that right now shit ain't, it ain't aligned the right way. You ain't feeling it. Your purpose is to be, to uplift God, right?
Okay.
To have this mission and image of being a Christian. I don't know if it's rapper or just full being in this way, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got your wife now who's been down with you this whole time, but now you're like, okay, I don't like what you're doing. I know how you got the success. We know what the attention is. We built this platform, but now I'm not feeling no more. And I'm just letting you know off top, I ain't fucking with it, right?
Mm.
I'm not telling you not to do it. I'm just saying I ain't fucking with it. Would you respect your wife if she says, babe, you know what? I don't agree, but if it bothers you, I ain't fucking with it. Or would you respect her saying, well, shit, you on your own until I figure it out, I'm not doing that. I'm going to still post sexy pictures. I'm going to still do what I want to do. You remember, you're a husband. You're a public figure.
I would...
And you want a new journey.
I wouldn't expect her to be where I'm at. But then I would also calculate that into who I choose as my wife.
Got it.
So, like, I wouldn't, like, if I know for a fact that if she wouldn't respect how I felt about something to that degree, then I probably wouldn't be with her in the first place.
But sometimes you don't. That's what I'm.
Sometimes you don't know.
You don't know. You don't know that when you. I mean, you would hope that when you're marrying somebody. Right?
Yeah. I mean, that's hard for me to answer because I'm not in that situation. Like, you married.
Yeah.
So you know.
Because I'm going to flip it, right? So when I stopped drinking, my wife didn't have no reason to not really necessarily not drink. She was just like, oh, you done? I'm done too. I'm like, whoa, I didn't tell you to do that shit.
Yeah.
But then I was like, yo, it's been 3 years for both of us. And I'm like, yo, I respect the fact that you gave it up as well.
Yeah, I respect that.
And I wouldn't have. Now, we weren't on the opposite end and she wasn't like getting twisted at parties when I was sober, but I can understand how he on one end, he's like, damn, I'm on this journey and maybe this may tempt me. I don't know, whatever he's going through in his mind or whatever. And he's feeling like as a partner, we go through this shit together and I would expect you to hold me down.
Again, no, I respect that.
So, I mean, that's why I was presenting it. Cause it's easy to grab the headline, like, oh, fuck, he tripping. But you know, and with Kanye, he might change his mind next fucking couple weeks or year.
Yeah, no, I respect that. If I'm being honest, I respect that.
Now, can we talk about another couple that's actually living their best life right now?
Yeah.
Cardi B, Offset.
Yeah.
Man,
shout out to Cardi B and Offset. I'm really enjoying watching them on vacation, even though
I'm
envious.
What are you really enjoying? Are you enjoying them being together or you enjoy Cardi B twerking?
Both.
On the boat?
Both. I'm here for it all. I like all of, you know. I like all of it.
All the bullshit.
All of it. I like that they are unapologetically themselves. They being ratchet.
Respect
and rich.
That.
They rich and ratchet. Shout out to AZ Chike.
Yeah.
But they are rich and ratchet, and I like that shit.
So on one spectrum, we have Kim and Kanye, who's kind of evolving and maturing as this couple, or at least one-sided. And then we have...
They young and wild. They
young and wild. And I think a lot of people celebrate that because they seen, you know, Cardi's come up. They fuck with Migos and they see what Offset is doing and they seen him fuck up and then obviously
he got his girl back.
He got his girl back and he like, look, whatever I need to do to not lose you again, I'm going to make it happen.
I fuck with that. I ain't mad at Offset at all. Like, I really, I think what's interesting about this whole thing though is I feel like the relationship with Cardi B has made all of us like Offset more. Even like, not the cheating and shit, mm-hmm. but I'm saying like the fact that like, you get to see him on public display at all times because Cardi is so public with everything.
Very true.
She was public with how she feel,
yeah.
What she thinking. She don't hold back. And I think that catapults Offset into the spotlight as well and it gives us a glimpse behind the curtain. Like, I feel like with Offset with his kids and shit like that and yeah. what he put out the album Father of Four or whatever. But that was like his – that was we've never seen that side of any Migo.
No, you're right. And
Takeoff, like you don't know – like, do you know if Takeoff got kids?
No, I'm not sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you know what Quavo will be having going on outside of Saweetie?
As of right now, just music. Nah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We know Offset is on vacation.
Yeah.
We know Offset's relationship with his dad.
Yeah.
We know Offset's relationship with his kids. We know what he's willing to do to get his girl back.
He was on stage, like, hey, like in the middle of a concert, like,
I miss you, bro.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You call your wife, bro. You know it's serious.
It's real,
hey, bro.
You know what I'm saying? I felt that nigga when he said that, but I don't know. I'm here for it. I like all of it. Like I like when they in fully in love. I like when they not. To, you know, when they not seeing eye to eye, because it's authentic.
So do you think
it's not a fairy tale make believe relationship that people be like, oh, it's the, like, I don't want to, for lack of a better example, like the, you know, the Chris Brown and Rihanna, not how it ended, but during the process, right. Like it's a fairy tale.
Yeah.
The Jay-Z and Beyonce, it's right. Kind of a fairy tale outside of the
bullshit,
the lemonade shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying?
The elevator and the
elevator and shit. Hey, you think Jay-Z getting the ever been on Tower of Terror at California?
You know, I'm cool. We ain't gonna do this. We gonna skip this one. Nah, I'm
hey,
cool.
You think?
Hell no, he ain't fucking with that.
Low key, that's hey. If I ever got a chance to interview Jay Z, like,
hey man,
that's the question I'm asking that day. Hey, you ever been to California Adventure? Bro? You,
hey, it's gonna be
you
the perfect
been on the tower there.
He probably not gonna know it. Then when you say the tower, I'm like, oh, you motherfucker! Like, all right,
I think he would respect the wit.
Yeah, no, of course. Jay Z, man. But do you think that artists, and particularly rappers in hip hop, because the whole notion was before, man, you can't really put your relationship, you can't even show that you got a relationship. Now we see a lot of artists actually going into that mold and showing who they're with or whatever. Do you think that helps or that hurts ultimately?
As far as like putting your relationship out there?
Putting your relationship out there. Because before it was like, oh,
I'm not a fan of that shit.
Why not? Because it is, to your point, if it helps, if it shows how authentic somebody is, ups and downs, whatever the case may be, like, wouldn't that be a part of like, I feel like you and other people out there will be able to relate to somebody else's messaging based off of what they go through in relationships. Because in a studio, you can make up anything.
Yeah.
You can, hey, let's cut that. We can retake that. On videos, on a set, you can recreate, man, get the perfect lighting and all this other stuff. Within a relationship, nothing's off limits unless you're controlling that narrative.
Yeah.
Like you said, especially with social media, with Cardi in the back doing Instagram Live all the time, you seeing some real shit.
Yeah.
So do you think that helps or hurts an artist, especially
I think it,
rappers?
It depends on what you're going for. I think it helps in the sense that, like you said, like I was saying, we got a special glimpse of, we get the sneak preview of Offset.
Mm.
Like
it depends on what the message is with that person.
It depends on who it is.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I think.
Yeah, because what if, like, he was, like, super awkward or he was always yelling at Cardi or some other it'd be all bad. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying if that's the case, like, you made a perfect point. If it's depending on who it is, because some people are – now, what if somebody's not good at the social media?
What do you mean they're not good?
Just not good. Like, not good, not – how can I put it? Because I don't want to say boring, but they just don't understand it.
They don't understand what?
The idea that you have to put yourself out there.
I mean, it's the age we live in. I think social media makes it where everybody wants, like, a girl don't feel validated unless you posting her on your Instagram.
That's true.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know if your wife feel like that, but I know that that's the thing. Like, that's new. That's some new shit because we old. So yeah. I feel like I'm not into that. I don't want people to have access to my personal life.
But you're a public figure.
No, I know that, but I'm saying just because you know who my girl is doesn't mean we need to be posting pictures of each other,
true.
Commenting on each other's pictures and
that's true.
Tagging her and shit. Unless that's your thing. That's not my thing. Like, y'all be posting, like, you in love pictures and shit.
Yeah.
That's not my thing. I don't want to be in love on the internet.
Why not?
Because I'd rather just be love in real life.
You can be in love in real life and on the internet, though.
Yeah, but I don't like that shit on the internet. I just don't think that, like, okay, I
understand the not validating the love. I get that part.
Here's what it is. This, I'm going to tell you the truth. This is the God's honest truth, and this is some DJ head shit. I don't like certain shit like that because I don't like what it represents. I don't like what it stands for. I don't like the idea and the premise that it's not real if it's not happening on Instagram, or it's not real if it's not there's not a picture to go along with it. I don't like that. People feel like that's the stamp.
I get you.
So if I'm in a relationship, me and this girl, it's not real unless I tell everybody.
Okay.
That's some bullshit.
I understand that.
So it's not really I have a problem with the social media. I have a problem with how much value people place on the opinions of other people.
That makes sense.
That's my issue.
I give you that. But my thing is, okay, you're not doing it for that reason, right?
Yeah.
What if you just, man, you just with your girl, you having a fire ass dinner, and you want to post.
That's fine then.
Wants to post.
I'm good with that.
Okay. What if after dinner, y'all go take a walk on the beach, and this man just a bomb ass scenery. She wants to post again.
I'm good with that.
Okay. Now what if the next morning she cooks you a fire ass breakfast and she want to post it again?
I get what you're saying. It's the intent is not social media. The intent is just you capturing the moments and exactly. Shit like that. I'm okay with that. But that's why I said it's all an intent. My number one problem that I have with society as a whole is so much value being placed outside of people's self. Like, I'm getting my validation from so many different sources that I can't validate myself. That's some bullshit.
I give you that, but I mean, at the same time, too, like, okay. So we go out there. We're in the community.
Yeah.
We're active. You post a picture with the kids.
Yeah.
Some people will look at it and be like, oh, man, he just doing that for lack of a better word, clout.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you really out there giving a message to the kids, why are you posting the fact that you're talking to the kids? That's a good
example. And I'm glad you said that. Because I was remember when we did when we interviewed Roddy Ricch.
Yep.
And I asked him why he showed money
in the picture.
Money on the Instagram phone, right, and shit right. Like that. And I think my number one thing is now, and I was talking to Charlamagne about this. This is a private conversation me and Charlamagne was having. And I was like on the phone with him and I was kind of like talking shit about various things and people that was going on. And I was like, I don't like that I use my platform to help so many people. And it's people with bigger platforms that don't do shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I posted about that. But I also said, me and him was bouncing the idea back and forth. And I was like, I think that now because social media has brainwashed society in the way that it, like, even Trump is on social media, right? To the point where you got people like Trump, who's a million years old, to, you know, my little cousin who's 9. Everybody in between is on social media. Yep. If it's not happening on social media, it's not happening in real life, right? So my idea to combat the bullshit of society is, oh, I got to go where the people are going.
That's where the audience is.
Okay, I'm going to go where the audience is at. But I'm going to put my twist on it. So my intent behind the majority of the shit that I post is not necessarily for my own clout. It's to show people this is what you can do as well.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to, like, post pictures of rims and big booties and money and shit like that. You could post pictures of you helping the community, you talking to kids, you doing podcasts, you being productive, you at work, mm-hmm. you getting up at 5:00 in the morning. Those are things that you can also showcase to validate, quote unquote, yourself to everybody else.
But so to your point, like, so what if somebody what if somebody feels exactly that way, but maybe the messaging isn't the right way? Because you said you hate when people do that and feel like that's the stamp.
It's the intent. Yeah.
So but if that's what people feel like that they're doing, and it's not necessarily coming. Like, what if you just interpret somebody's message completely different, but they're doing the same shit?
Oh yeah, then that's a me problem, not a them problem.
And I think that's the overall thing. So that's how I feel when I hear people talking about all relationships and oh, it's not real. I'm just like, well, for me, I know the reason why I do it, and I like the messaging that it puts. Like, I love the fact that rappers out there being good fathers. I love the fact that they're posting their kids.
Yeah.
Some people look at it like, oh man, you wouldn't have done that before. Hey. The fact that they're doing it, it shows other people that, yo, it's possible that, you know, kids now, especially with hip hop, like the messaging that we heard all growing up is and obviously lived a lot of other people, the fact that the father's not in their life, you know, he ran out, deadbeat dad, this, that, and the third. I like the difference that the message is being put across now that rappers are good fathers, or black men specifically are good fathers. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And same thing for relationships. The whole notion of, oh, you can't be in this industry and not being in a relationship I still get questions to this day, like, yo, how do you do it? It's like, I love my wife. Like, it's easy. Like,
and you take proper precautions, too.
Oh, yeah, no, I get the fuck up out. Like, if
Chuck Dizzle will literally get the fuck and get up and get and leave.
Done. It's because it's not worth it. But, you know, I think the fact that it's being displayed, people appreciate that. So I'll take, you know, somebody doing it for the clout.
Did I ever tell you I told Tasha about that?
What?
I told Tasha when we was hanging, I told her about that day we was all hanging out.
Was that all at Hooters?
Hey, no, it was at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wait, when was that?
On Crenshaw.
Oh, I forgot about that. See, that was a different occasion. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, we was at Buffalo Wild. I told her about that shit. With some girl, it was like a group of four or five girls came in and said they wasn't right.
No, I was. It was wrong.
It was right. It was
wrong for me.
It was like a group of us, and then
who was we with?
It was like me, you, like Tyron. I think no, it wasn't Tyron. It wasn't Tyron because he would have left too.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was somebody else. It was me, you, and like two other dudes.
Yeah, man.
Then it was a group of like four or five girls came in. You know me. Like, hey, you know, come sit over here.
Come hang out.
I'm Chuck going. Chuck got up and went the fuck home.
I gotta go home. I took Crenshaw all the way down to Limoli, all the way down to 113.
Chuck got up and went home because I thought you went to the bathroom. Nah, I'm like, where the fuck did Chuck go? And Chuck gone.
I'm out. Because I don't want to feel like explaining, like, hey, guys, I'm out.
Hey, Charlotte.
Y'all like, have a good
black
time.
Black men don't cheat.
They don't.
Hello, you know what I'm saying?
Prime example. So one thing that I do want to address, and I mean, there's a lot of layers under it, and I know there's some things in the workings beyond the scenes, and I'll let you get into it if you want to speak on it. All right, so we didn't talk about this post that Summer Walker did.
We
ain't did a podcast.
Oh, we haven't.
So Summer Walker gets on. If you guys aren't familiar with Summer Walker, break down who Summer Walker is.
Summer Walker's a popping ass. She's popping. Yeah. Popping ass singer from Atlanta.
Exactly. She has an album out right now. It's called Over It.
Booming. Girls love Summer Walker.
And I'm going to get into two.
I mean, men love Summer Walker too, but girls?
Yeah.
They love Summer Walker like they love Cardi B.
Got you. So she was on Instagram just ranting about LA, right?
Yeah, she said some things. Damn, dude. All right, we're going to dive into it.
I want to give them just a little bit of it, just so they kind of have context.
No, we can dive into it.
All right, so basically she was talking shit about L.A. And there was context behind it, though. She said that she doesn't like Los Angeles, how, you know, she's saying how dirty it is and the homeless, you know. And I know I'm doing the headline shit because that's what really circulated, but there was context behind it.
Yeah.
And I want to give that justice as well, but... She was talking a lot of shit, got a lot of people upset, and you and a lot of other people were like, look, you don't like it, get the fuck on. You don't have to be in L.A. You made a post about it.
I made a post about it.
You've taken it down.
I mean, yeah.
It's down.
Yeah. It's down.
It's down, but you made a post about it, and I want to get your thought on what you thought when you saw it, why you posted it, and then why you took it down.
All right. So... okay, so the Summer Walker thing. What happened was she went on Instagram and she was ranting, and all I caught was the clip of her ranting. I didn't even see it at first, right? A couple people had sent it to me and then hit me up and called me about it, like, yo, do you see the Summer Walker thing? And I'm like, no, not really. So I finally looked at it and I was like, oh, shit. Most people took it as offensive to L.A. Like, she's disrespecting L.A., she's dissing L.A. and shit like that. I didn't take it like that. I took it like somebody who's just ranting like they would normally would and saying things that were based in ignorance. It wasn't like I felt like she was intentionally dissing the city. Okay. I felt like it was just based in ignorance. She didn't have information, right? Okay. So what ended up happening was I saw the post and I was like, okay, this is a teachable moment.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Right. Let me approach this because I seen other people going in, like, you know, this calling their names and shit. Let me approach this a different way. I'm going to be solution based. Mm-hmm. So I took the opportunity to use this as a teachable moment, not just for Summer Walker, though, but for other people who come to our city and utilize our city for the purpose of furthering their career or a profit.
Exactly. Because I had the same thought when I saw, I didn't publicly go out there, but I was like, oh, I didn't look at it as deep, but I was like, She tripping just like everybody else who come here and talk about LA, da 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 da.
Right. So my thing was when I reacted to the post and I post and I said what I said, it was a long little monologue. Now to full transparency, I didn't expect that shit to be viral. I didn't expect it to go like how it went. Mm-hmm. I was just like, here's my response to this. And it was very basic solution. Like, all right, let's donate some funds to homelessness. Mm-hmm. Let's donate some time to graffiti relief. Let's
do something.
Let's solve some issues. Right. So because how I was raised is you can't just walk in somebody's house and start pointing out what the fuck is wrong with their house.
Very true.
I can't just walk in your house and be like, man, look at this dirty ass carpet in here. Like, am I going to get the carpet clean? If not, then.
Loki, you would get you throw some shots off, though.
I'm going to get some shit off.
Jokes, yeah.
But I would also kick in.
Right. That is true. That's
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So.
Like, wait, what you need up in here?
Yeah. Like,
you need a broom? You need a mop?
You need a broom. I'll go get you a broom right now. You know what I'm saying? But so that's just how I was brought up. I mean, and that's when you're just talking shit. But for me, with her, I didn't, like, I got a lot of heat, but a lot of people were people from here were definitely rallied around what I was saying.
Of course.
Like, it was a lot. And then I started getting phone calls, like, from the label and different people, like, yo, like, is everything cool? Whoop. And I'm like, bro, I don't have a problem with Summer Walker. I didn't, like, sick the dogs on her or no shit like that. It's just, this is how people feel.
Right.
And it was like, yo, so let's get on the phone. Let's figure it out. And I'm like, all right, cool. I didn't have a problem with that. So we end up meeting with her team, with Summer Walker's team. Me and Silas took a meeting. We met up with her team, and we came to a resolve. And we're in the process of working on that right now. She's going to be doing some things out here in the community. That's dope. She is going to, Summer Walker doesn't really do interviews at all. Like, good luck finding one. We're gonna sit down and have a one-on-one like conversation, and she's gonna clear up how she felt, and I'll let her tell her side of the story. I know where she was coming from when she was ranting, but I'm gonna let her tell her own side of the story.
Of course, that's why I wanted to kind of give a little bit of it, because it did happen, and we hadn't talked about it.
So then that's kind of like what happened in a nutshell. Now, I do want to talk about this, though, in reference to the Summer Walker situation, but it's completely separate, because I took a lot of heat from trolls online, like saying, like, oh, you didn't get at Tekashi like that. And what's crazy is I've never spoken about Tekashi publicly like this, because that's an anomaly to me. Like, I still am confused on what that actually is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's why I always want to sit down and talk to him face to face, kind of figure out what is talking gauges energy in real life.
Right.
But I still am kind of confused on the Tekashi situation. So anyway, people were saying you didn't get at Tekashi like that when he was dissing LA. Now, I have found I have found no evidence of him saying fuck LA. I remember him doing a video and the people that was around him saying fuck LA. Mm. Right. Now, these are men that are in New York who don't come to LA for the purpose of business. They stay in New York. That's some street shit. I'm not a street dude. I don't have nothing to do with that.
Right.
I have a very specific problem with people in the industry who come to LA, utilize the city for the resources and talk shit.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Right.
I don't, male, female, ex, or however that shit work, doesn't matter. I don't like that specifically. I don't give a fuck. If you in Texas and you like on some fuck LA shit, but you never plan on coming here, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. That don't have nothing to do with me. I could care less. That's a street problem. The streets will figure that out.
Right.
I have a very specific problem being somebody in the industry now who is born and raised in Los Angeles and know the value of this city and people who come out here for the purpose of the industry and don't respect the city altogether.
Got it.
That's my very specific problem. It's not like I'm on some super rah-rah, like, I'm not on that.
Right.
That was my specific problem with Summer Walker. I know Yes Jules is one of the people who I've had a problem with in the past, and we've exchanged dialogue. It's a couple other people who, I haven't really run across any men who kind of do that, because it's not, I don't want to say that's not a trait, but men don't really react emotionally in that way and rant about a city like that. That's more like I've seen in my experience, women do that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. With the Yes Jules and Summers and stuff like that, out of frustration or ignorance or whatever the case may be. I don't know, but that's my specific problem.
And the whole thing with that, I mean, from what I saw, I didn't even see the whole thing, but I saw more than the clip, and I realized that came from, I think, an appointment she had had at a hair salon or a nail salon. She was upset at the fact that she had to make an appointment to get her hair done.
Yeah, so
So that's where it was, and it was like, oh, okay, that was kind of blown out of proportion.
I'm gonna let her tell her story in her own words, but yeah, that's the gist of it. You know, there was a lack of resources. She's tired of coming out here getting ripped. Oh, the other one was what's the girl? She was pregnant when she came in.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. I just saw her the other day. Damn. I know she's from New York. Queen Nigel. Yeah, yeah.
She was the other one who we, you know, I exchanged comments. We exchanged a little dialogue, right, and she cleared it up.
Yeah.
And she told me straight to my face, she was like, I don't like L.A. because when I first came here, I got robbed, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, I got hustled, and every time I come out here, they stick me in some hotel. And then she explained her Los Angeles experience to me, and it made sense to the point where I can understand her viewpoint.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like... It's not like I'm just picking on people. It's just the industry that I have a problem with. I mean, so that's
and rightfully so. Again, we take up space in this industry as well. So it's like we've seen years and years of the negative connotation towards us. So it's like, it's okay to have an opinion, but don't just sit there and just outrightfully just go out there and start just disrespecting for no reason.
Yeah.
So again, we'll I guess keep
Something is coming in the next in the next week or two.
Okay.
What's today?
Well, don't even give them those goddamn dates. They'll figure
probably out. Within the next 10 days, there'll be something with DJ Head and Summer Walker. And we will, be discussing things and having some really great solutions to some of the gripes she had about Los Angeles.
So here's one issue that I do have. And I've talked about it on previous podcasts. And I kind of want to get your thoughts on it as well. And it's the I don't know if it's pointless, but the whole stat shit.
What stats?
Different stats. And the only reason why I'm tying it into Summer Walker, because recently, you know, obviously her album did really well. And they're saying that, oh, damn it, I got to find out. It said, okay. Damn it, okay. I can't find the exact one. But it's to the point where her numbers... I guess her streaming numbers or her numbers of her selling her album is the highest one. I think the caption said the highest R&B female artist in the past 10 years to go number one or like stream the most or records.
You talking about Summer Walker?
Yeah.
Yeah, her numbers are stupid.
So it's the streaming numbers or is it the actual album sales?
It's both.
Because I just feel like when we were talking about it before, it was like, all right, the number one on Spotify, the number one on Apple.
Yeah,
like,
no. The way whatever algorithm they use to determine, her shit is booming.
And I feel like there's always a new algorithm being put out there.
Because it's so new, yeah. You got to figure the streaming wars is probably, I don't know, it is complete infancy.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Salute to her. Let me just put it like that.
There you go. You got to give credit where credit is due.
I'm not discrediting to her. I feel like that there's always a new thing that's out there, and it's like, well, what are we judging this off of?
Yeah.
Or, you know, I think Punch said something on Instagram. He was like, I'm the number one selling artist that used to have a white T-shirt, you know, and khaki. You know, like, dude, what are we saying?
Oh, I'm glad you. Okay, keep going because I got something else.
That's the gist of it. I'm not trying to shit on her because I want to give her credit. Like, she's doing her thing, but I don't like over-celebrating something that doesn't mean anything. Like,
I think it's worth acknowledgement.
No, it's worth acknowledgement, but.
Because people drop albums. You got to figure this. An album come out every day.
True.
And you don't hear nothing about it.
Very true.
So I commend Summer Walker and the whole LVRN team. Like, I feel like they're doing an amazing job with her shit. Outside of that little hiccup, like right before her album drop, I feel like she's a star. You know what I'm saying?
Not taking anything away from her. I'm talking about strictly like the stats and how
strictly the numbers. I don't. That's some whole other shit that some white people got to get involved.
Oh my god!
I don't know.
Because I feel like the same thing with Lizzo. She was the number one artist to be on the charts. I don't know. I still don't know what the fuck is going on. I know she's been doing amazing shit with her thing, with being on the charts. But I just feel like every week is like something. I feel like in the next few weeks, it's going to be somebody else that beat Summer Walker's numbers. And they're going to base it off of something. Well, the streaming, was she? We weren't talking about that. We were talking about hard sales versus.
This whole thing is still in its infancy. And
I'm sounding like an old nigga right now.
So that's some white people shit for them to figure out.
All right. So speaking of old nigga shit, man, salute to Joe Budden. Wait.
Okay, go ahead. No, go ahead. Okay.
So Joe Budden says Logic is the worst rapper of all time.
He's not.
Is not.
Joe Budden is mistaken. I'm gonna keep it real. I'm not the biggest Logic fan at all. Mm-hmm. But Logic can rap.
He can rap. That's my thing.
That half you can black, say half white man you can fucking rap.
You can say whatever you want to say, but to say you can say you didn't like a song. You can say you didn't like a verse.
You could call him corny.
You can call him corny. You can say all of that and some, but you can't say he's the worst rapper.
He's not the worst rapper ever.
Of all time.
Who's the worst rapper of all time? In your opinion?
Off the top? You know what's weird is that because I'm thinking of somebody right now, but there's a song that I love by him.
It don't matter. You can still be, two things can be true. He can still be the worst rapper.
How about this? I'll name one right now because it's off top. Before the podcast is over, I'll probably have another one.
Okay, go ahead.
Silk the Shocker. I'm just not. I'm not the biggest.
So, okay, are we naming rappers that popped?
We might as well.
Okay, I mean, that makes worst rappers. Rapper that popped.
I mean, because we can easily say a little whoopy whoop or MC whoopty whoop.
Nah, you know who is worse
than Silk?
Yeah.
Who?
A-Rab.
A-Rab Money?
No, A-Rab from SOD, from Soulja Boy's clip. A-Rab. Remember A-Rab?
He didn't pop, though.
He was popping.
No, he didn't pop.
He didn't have a hit record.
Exactly. So he didn't pop.
Okay, so worst rappers with a hit record.
With a hit record.
Okay, with a hit record. Damn, that's good.
Well, I mean, did Silk have a hit record?
Hell yeah. He had a couple hit records.
Well, okay. All right. Yeah. I just can't think of it off top. I just remember I liked the song. It was a song with Snoop, actually, too. Pop Locking.
What?
Yeah, exactly. It was one of my songs. It was whatever.
What are you digging in the crates ass thing?
Yeah, it was some West Coast shit.
What the fuck is
some
that?
West Coast shit. Pop locking them.
Worst rappers that would have hit record.
Linking them Mercedes Benz. Pop locking. Okay, no. Anyway, go ahead.
Worst rapper with a hit record.
Worst rappers with a hit record.
This is a good. We need to talk about this on the radio.
Yeah. Worst rapper with a hit record.
Monica's in here. She said G-Eazy and French Montana.
She is tripping.
I mean, you know what? Shout out to French Montana. You know what I'm saying? He be at all the iHeart festivals and shit. And you know what? I got no problem with French.
You got no problem with French.
I got no problem with G-Eazy either. I feel like he's a cool ass white man who be holding down for the Bay.
He can rap.
He can rap.
Yeah, nah, he can rap. Let me see.
Let me think. Is somebody listening to this right now?
Right, they like, nigga.
And like, bro. Yeah. Bro.
Designer. You ain't nothing him.
Oh.
Designer's probably the closest one.
Designer.
Designer's probably the closest one. Only because.
Ooh.
Only because.
Ooh.
Or.
Ooh.
And I'm sure he would probably agree.
Oh, it get ugly. It's getting ugly.
Okay, let's put this. Okay. And this is not my personal one, but I've heard people say this. Trinidad James.
Trinidad James is pretty bad.
Trinidad versus
Designer. Nah, you know
Designer.
What? Trinidad James.
I don't agree.
With that song, the one that was up-tempo. Not Gold.
I don't know.
Damn,
Trinidad. I just don't know. I'm if you name it or I
Trinidad
you play it, I probably know.
James. I forgot about Trinidad James,
and
dog.
The only reason why I'm going off of
yikes.
A person with one or two hits, right? Trinidad versus Designer.
Oh, who's worse?
Who's worse?
Let's do a poll.
Who's worse, Trinidad? I'm sure most people are going to say Trinidad because he's the older one.
Nah.
I think so. Nah.
People really don't fuck with Designer, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
You're right. People really don't fuck with Designer, dog.
Right. Well, we don't get into
it. Monica, who's worse, Trinidad James or Designer?
You have to pick one.
Probably Trinidad.
Yeah. I told you.
Trinidad James. Okay.
I personally don't.
Agree. That's a good poll.
Yeah.
Trinidad. You think we're going to get in trouble for that? I don't care.
No, because Trinidad even went on record and he says, because another thing that I have a problem with as of recently are these damn lists.
Yeah, I don't.
There's
fuck
so
with
many fucking lists.
Hey,
out
listen,
there
man.
That is like, if this is all opinion based anyway, but it's like, come on.
World Star Hip Hop needs to go sit, have several seats.
Why?
Because I saw a list that they put out. I don't know if it's their list, but they posted it. So, you know, congratulations.
There's been too many lists that's been coming out.
Okay,
though,
well, somebody posted a Los Angeles.
Yeah.
You posted that?
I posted that, and then WorldStar.
So Monica's responsible for this world.
Where'd that list come from?
I don't know. I just saw it somewhere.
Monica, we need you to do your research.
Okay, yeah. Stop posting random shit.
So it's your fault that this Los Angeles list went out there.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Hold on.
No, someone else posted it before me.
I know, but you. Yeah, you the
listen,
one that circulated
listen,
this
no.
Los Angeles list.
Every list I see, like,
oh, wow. Oh, shit.
She's just doing it for the engagement.
Yeah.
Listen,
got it.
Stop putting out these lists.
I'm going to tell you what was funny about that LA list, right? One of the homies was on there, and he even posted it. He was like, hey, y'all niggas tripping. Shouts to the homie Rose Royce. He posted that shit.
Yeah.
He said, look, hey, why y'all got me on this goddamn list? I fuck with whoever did it, but y'all tripping.
Yeah.
Hey, that was the most honest shit I seen in a while.
I fuck with
like,
that.
He's got like, hey, bro, hey, I fuck with whoever did this list, but y'all niggas tripping for putting me on.
Yeah.
It's like 38 or 39 of the greatest LA rappers of all time.
You got to keep it a buck.
Man.
But yeah, no, stop putting out these fucking lists. It's old. I mean, I know it causes controversy.
It creates a conversation.
But this shit is like getting out of hand now. Like I saw two names on the list, and I was like, bruh.
On the LA list.
And I was like, bro, Chuck Dizzle rap better.
Hey, low key, I might have to be on the list of worst rap. But I didn't pop, so it's cool.
Yeah, you don't got no hit
I
record.
Got no hits.
But yeah. No, stop putting up these goddamn lists, please. Okay? We don't want them no more. Last thing. Last night, I jump on the phone with Top. Now, if you don't know who Top is, Google Top Dog.
Okay, yeah, TDE.
You know, CEO of Top Dog Entertainment. He's the guy that everybody get Top Dog on the phone. Yes, I
so
can
So you're
get,
saying you can get Top Dog on the phone?
Right now.
See if you pick up right now, just for the sake of it. And say, and clear this conversation that you about to say. How about that? Can you get Top Dog on the phone right now?
Yes.
Call him and say, hey, Top, I'm about to have a conversation. Can I say this, what I'm about to say on the radio?
He told me yes. He told me last night I got this conversation on the radio.
Just let him know that you were about to go on record with it. You know, just make sure that we in good graces.
Well, no, I'm using my phone to record right now.
You lucky motherfucker.
I can't. I'm using my phone to record.
All right, so this is what we're going to do.
Because my laptop was uncooperative.
Hang up your phone. You come on this side.
Hang up my phone.
Hang up your phone. Stop the phone. Stop recording on your phone.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's for the content, baby.
Nah.
That's what we're doing. It's for the homegrown podcast.
Nah.
Is that what we're doing?
No.
Wow. How about this? Social media Monica, she can now start recording on her shit. Start recording. Stop it from there. Start recording from her phone.
And then what you want me to ask him?
Just say, hey, yo, I just want to see if you can get him on the phone.
I can get Top on
the phone. I believe you. Come on, man. We're doing this for the people that's listening. Can you get Top on the phone?
Okay, but once I get him on the phone, then what?
Just say, yo, Top, I'm on the podcast right now, homegrown podcast. I'm about to talk about what you told me to talk about. Or I'm going to say what I wanted to say. Unless it's all cap. Is that how the kids say it? It's all cap? It's all cap, right? It's all cap. It's all, matter of fact, you can use my phone.
He's not going to pick up if I call from your phone.
No, I'm not. No, I know that. I'm just saying, record for my shit.
Man, hell no.
All right, so head's not going to do it for the homegrown homies. So, anyway, what did he say?
He told me to talk about this on the air.
We won't know if he really said it, but it doesn't matter. You're not doing it for the clout. What did he say?
He told me to talk about this on the air. He said, listen, man, you know, I asked him about that Kendrick's address got leaked.
Oh.
For that multi-million dollar
this
house.
This the second time it happened, right?
This the second time. But Kendrick had supposedly bought a house, and it was like this big multi-million dollar house, whatever, over here in the South Bay area.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yo, Top, like, how you let Dot's address get leaked?
That of all things.
He's like, man, that was some fucking realtor. He was like, bro. He said, man, we trying to sell that motherfucker right now.
It's grand closing.
He said, we are selling that house right now. He said, he ain't even moved in because
damn,
because we can't have that. you know, like our shit, we move different. And he was like, and tell him Top said it. He's like, I want you to talk about this on the air. So that house that you thought K-Dot was going to live in,
he ain't there.
He ain't there.
Hey, just think about it. You know what I think about? Because, you know, you're in the process of, you've dealt with trying to get a home.
Yeah.
It's a long process.
Yeah, I know.
It's a tedious process.
I know.
So to just pick up and say, nah, I don't want that one no more.
Yeah, that's
different.
That's different.
That's a whole different level.
That's a different type. And you know what? Oh, full transparency, I am in the process of buying my first home. So
amazing. That's good, man.
Yeah, man. So I feel like this is a big accomplishment coming from somebody from, you know, where I come from. So I'm really proud of that. And I think that that's a good transition.
It is.
I think that also, I didn't know how much shit is involved.
Bruh, that's what I'm saying.
We're trying to buy a home. And I don't want to be like, oh, he's complaining about him.
Nah.
But it's a process. And
a lot of people make it seem like it's just, oh, I like that house. Let me move in.
It's nothing to work like
nah,
that.
Nah, I don't.
It's a lot of white people involved. And so, like, you need to keep it real. Yeah. And so I think that, like, if anybody listening to this, like, you know, now that I am in the process of buying my first home, you know, everybody know, like, oh, I got my mom some shit, and that was for her. Full transparency, I still live in a studio apartment.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? I got my mom settled because we used to move a lot and shit like that. But now that I'm in the process of buying my first home, I'm actually in the process of closing the deal and whatnot. It's like a big accomplishment for me because of where I come from, my circumstances. And if you listen to this, it's possible. Like,
that's exactly.
I literally remember, and I always reflect on a couple of these stories. I literally remember being on tour one time and K-Dot was laying across from me. He was like across in his bed or his little bunk bed or whatever it was. And we was just laying there. I'm laying on mine and he laying in his. And I was like, man, and what you think it's going to be like when we don't have to do this shit? Like, it's going to be better. And he's like, yeah, man, like, I can't wait. Like, and I'm like, yeah, because we was eating noodles and it was fucked up.
Yeah, that tour life, no joke.
And then, and now, like, me buying my first home and seeing him walk away from, like, a $10 million house. How much was it?
No, I'm just saying $10 million. I mean, $10 million home.
That's just like, that shit crazy. So anyway, long story short, it's possible.
Yeah,
It's possible.
I agree. And that's, again, the same sentence that we pretty much kind of concluded on the last podcast. It's like, look, whatever you're going through right now, whatever you're dealing with, you know, if you have a plan and a goal, you know, see that shit through and look at us as examples, you know what I'm saying? Especially with you and everything that's going on, again, with the Netflix show. And,
yeah.
You know, a lot of people know you for the jokes and, you know, ragging and going back and forth. But it's like, nah, they can't call you lazy because you work for this. You know what I'm saying? So on the same side, it's, you know, it's possible, but you do have to get your feet dirty. You got to get your hands dirty.
And I also, too, shout out to my cousin Rob.
Yo, did you realize Rob has been hanging like around for like 5 years?
I didn't know. I didn't realize.
I was looking at an old, shouts out to the homie Ant from Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
He sent Els from, you guys know him as Els, whatever. He changed his name, whatever. Anyway, he sent me a video of like an old interview that we did when we were in Signal Hill.
Yeah.
And Rob was in there.
Yeah.
I was like, and Rob was looking, messing with the boards. I'm like, damn, I didn't realize Rob. You know, if you guys don't know Productions by Rob, he's the one that chops up all of our Instagram clips, and he does What We Talking About Radio under the Homegrown Radio Network. He's been putting in his work, so I seen something that he posted the other day, too, and it was the same sentiment. It's like, yo, things are changing. Things are different. And he's the main one that's, like, championing us, like, yo, man, you guys don't know, you know, what you guys mean to the city. And he's, like, our extension to the ears of the streets.
Right, right.
So to see him getting his just due now and, like, really setting his team up and doing what he's doing, it's like, yo, again, anything is possible.
Yeah, I'm proud of him, and I'm happy for him. And I think he called me yesterday, and we jumped on the phone real quick, and he was just like, yo, like, I'm having one of them funks again where he was kind of feeling, like, not motivated and shit like that. And I had to just shake him up a little bit, like, hey.
Yeah, like.
I said, what's crazy is, think about this. You have the luxury to not be motivated. Imagine that.
Damn, that's a bar.
Right.
That's a bar.
I said, it's a luxury for you to feel like, oh, I'm not moving, I'm not doing this. That's a luxury,
yeah.
Which means you have the time to sit around and think about, I could be doing more. What am I not doing? How am I not capitalizing? What am I not taking advantage of? That's a luxury to be able to do that. Because I remember, like, my mom not having that luxury. Yeah. She didn't have time to be like, oh, you know what? I should be doing this more and doing more videos. And they're like, that's not, that's a luxury. And so I had to, like, hey, snap out of that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Get to it.
Let me ask
and
you.
Then, and also, too, you know, before you do that, if anybody listening to this, I hit him with something else that I used to hit interns that used to work here. And I'm like, bro, think about this. I said, your old job, how long did you work? How many hours a day did you work? He's like, 8 to 12. You were 8 to 12 hour days, right? I said, you need to be working 8 to 12 hours a day on whatever your craft is.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much work you need to put in. I said, what I used to tell people is don't even contact me.
Unless you've done
it. Until you've done 8 hours of looking for jobs.
Yeah.
If you haven't looked for a job for 8 hours on a Tuesday, I don't want to hear from you on Tuesday.
Because you got some more work
to do. Some more work to do.
Right. On that same tip, when you talked about your mom not having the luxury to do that, is this like where she's doing now, working where she's working right now?
Mm-hmm.
Or have you even had a conversation like what her passion was? Have you ever had a conversation with your mom? What does she want to do?
Man, that shit broke my heart. That shit broke my heart.
Bro. Why?
Because my mom, in all fairness, she's done a lot for our family and shit like that, but my family is not really big on ambition like that.
Mm.
My family don't have any, like, longing ambitions to conquer the world like I do.
Right.
My mom told me straight up, I don't know where you get that from.
Damn.
She was like, I don't know where you get this world conquering ambition from because you didn't get it from me. She's like, I want to get paid to do a job and I want to do as minimal as possible and somebody give me a check.
That's honest as fuck.
She told me that.
But
she told me that in my living room, and I was just like, damn.
I can break your heart, but she was honest. She's honest, and she's doing what she wants.
Yeah.
Right? My pops told me kind of something. He said, I just wanted to make money.
Yeah.
I was like, dad, you don't want to do, like, music. I was just trying to pick, because I know my mom's side. My mom kind of wanted to do, not necessarily entertainment, but she was, at one point in life, she was big on having, like, a TV show.
Mm.
And the fact that she never did it because she put us first, it always fucks with me. I'm like, yo, and even to this day, I'm like, yo, there's so many things that you can do, you know, if you really want to do it. Like, you got a long life ahead of you. Even though, you know, you're older, you got a long life ahead of you. So my thing is just doing what the fuck you love to do.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
it. And it'll turn for you, but just never give up on that shit, because that, to me, that's my main motivating factor. It's like, okay, now I gotta continue to do what the fuck I love to do, you know, on a permanent basis. So,
and shout out to my cousin Corey, who is Productions by Rob's sister. She was just like, she got him a camera and was like, go chase your dreams,
damn,
bro.
Damn, that's dope.
And I was like, damn, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's what we need, that type of shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But yeah, I feel like it's everybody's like working hard and people are in a great space going into the next year. And I think that this is gonna be one of those as Problem would say, separation years.
Yes, indeed. All right, that's a perfect way to end this episode. Again, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate all the love. I don't know how you was recording the last part of it on this camera. Okay, cool. So we got some clips for y'all. Y'all be able to see it throughout the week. Again, subscribe, rate, comment. Let us know, you know, if there's any questions, any things that we popped up. We definitely want to know, you know, who the worst rapper is
with a hit record.
With a hit record. If we miss somebody,
that's such a good question.
Yeah, let us know, because we definitely want to hear about it. Now, in the course of recording it, sometimes shit just slips. All right, Homegrown Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head. You can catch us everywhere at Homegrown Radio. We'll see y'all next time.